אתם עם SBS בעברית.
Yes, that's right. In New South Wales, the JCA and Jewish Care have launched a $1 million pool for the needy, for the Jewish community. I think this is unprecedented, the amount in the history of the organizations. And it's designed to help members of the New South Wales Jewish community who are in financial crisis as a result of the pandemic. As part of a broader communal response, the new Emergency Operations Centre, established under the Jewish Emergency Management Plan, operated by the Community Security Group, is also now up and running. In launching the fund, which will see an initial pool raised with the help of JCA donors distributed through Jewish Care, JCA President Stephen Chipkin said, if we can't care for our most vulnerable people, then we are falling short of our basic Jewish responsibility. He said, the government is doing an amazing job to ensure people can survive this crisis, but we do have members of our community who fall through the cracks. So this fund, in a nutshell, will operate supplementary to government support, and it'll cover things like food, shelter, medicines, and other critical goods or services for an amount of up to $5,000 per family, and applicants will be assessed on a case-by-case basis by Jewish Care.
So what if people would like to request at least $5,000 from this fund, $1 million fund, the Jewish Emergency Relief Fund, what should they do?
They can call this number, fund information number. It's 1-300-133-660. So it's probably best to do that.
So it's 1-300-133-660.
That's right. Or they can visit www.jewishcare.com.au. And just a quick addition to that, also in New South Wales, Jewish House has launched a COVID-19 crisis portal last week, and that will connect people impacted by coronavirus with tools to help them through these times of uncertainty and physical isolation. That will also have a focus on providing psychologists to talk to people. That's a big part of one of the impacts of this for many families is just the mental health side of things. So there'll be counsellors available, and this portal can be accessed at www.jewishhouse.org.au/COVID-19.
So can you just explain exactly to people that are not sure what the portal means to them?
Well, according to CEO of Jewish House, Rabbi Mendel Castell, the aim of the portal is to try and plug as many holes as possible and make it easier for people. So they've partnered with organizations such as the Sydney Clinic, PsychNet, Mum for Mum, and a network of local psychiatrists, and they will respond to this influx of people requiring mental and emotional support. And people can access it by going through that website or by calling Jewish House on 02-9386-0770.
And we're talking to Shane Desiatnik, senior journalist at the Australian Jewish News, and you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Shane, we're talking about the coronavirus crisis. I wanted to ask you about the religious side. I know that Sydney Beit Din, we are heading towards Passover, Pesach, and the Seder night, the traditional Seder night, celebrated with families. But the Sydney Beit Din came with an idea for the congregation, for the Jewish community. Can you elaborate on it?
Yes, I'd like to. There's two parts to this. So that's the first part. And like you said, the Sydney Beit Din and also the Melbourne Beit Din and the Rabbinical Councils of Victoria and New South Wales have both emphasized that as a matter of halakha, it's absolutely mandated for everyone to follow, as a minimum, all the government guidelines relating to social distancing and COVID-19. The Rabbinical Council said in a statement, we need to stay at home unless it is essential to leave as per the government guidelines, and these measures must not be compromised. He said, while acknowledging the closeness of the Jewish community, the government's call that prohibit guests in a family home, noting that these measures, while difficult, are about to saving lives. There are some creative ways people might still be able to virtually come together during Passover, or certainly before the Seder begins, maybe an hour or two before the Seder begins. People can connect maybe via Zoom conference. That's one of the suggestions. And so everyone can see each other and sing songs together and wish each other well. And there's plenty of ways you can do that now, on FaceTime, on WhatsApp, all these things, which on the one hand, if this pandemic happened even 10 years ago, none of that would be possible. So I guess, you know, people can still do that kind of thing and get together virtually. Some synagogues and streams of Judaism do things a bit differently. The progressive synagogues encourage people to do all these things. And interestingly, the senior Sephardi Orthodox rabbi Eliyahu Abagel of Jerusalem ruled in a rabbinical court in Israel last week that there should be permission granted for electronic devices to be used during the Seder, provided that technology is turned on prior to Yom Tov. So that's a guideline issued by the senior Sephardi Orthodox rabbis. So everyone does things a little bit differently. The other things I wanted to talk about is, unfortunately, there's been more cases of minyamins, illegal minyamins, happening mainly in Melbourne, and even there's some evidence of them having it in Sydney, which is against, of course, the social distancing regulations, which are now, since March 23, enforceable by law, and strict penalties apply. So in a nutshell, just very briefly, Melbourne's Adas Israel, a breakaway group from that congregation, up to 40 people were caught on video filing in and out of premises on Glen Eyre Road last week. And this has drawn criticism from all over the place, from MP Josh Burns, from the Victorian Shadow Minister for Police, David Southwick, and many others, and also the Beth Dins and Jewish the Rabbinical Councils of Victoria and Australia and New Zealand. The message is, do not hold any minyans at all because it can risk lives. And there was also evidence or reports of additional services in Melbourne happening in different private residences near the intersection of Glen Eyre Road and Hotham Street over this past Shabbat.
Shane, Israel's sending in Elal planes to get Israelis that wanted to go home that got so-called stuck in Australia. I know last week an Elal plane came, and also on Thursday came to Melbourne.
Yeah, that's right. So this is really good news. So Israelis will be able to, up to 250 of them, return to Israel from Australia. And of course, on the flight here, some Australian Jews who are in Israel are able to return here. Of course, they'll all have to spend at least 2 weeks in quarantine, but with so few flights available anywhere, this is really a wonderful thing that El Al and I guess the Israeli government are making possible.
So 250 Israelis went back on Thursday, and the week before, I think even a bigger number went from Perth back to Israel.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't know, who knows if this will be the last two ones and the last two flights or not. I guess they'll have to assess how many requests are still there from Israelis stranded in Australia.
Shane Disiatnik, Senior Journalist at the Australian Jewish News, thank you so much and have a great week.
עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.